Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and I am so glad you've joined me on today's weekday podcast. I want to talk today about the acid test. I bet you've heard about that before. You know, let's let it go through the acid test. Well, over in the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22 and 23, the scriptures say, "The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Now listen to the last sentence. "There is no law against these things." So in other words, there's no restriction on it. There's no great amount that you could accomplish in those. That would be too much, because there's never enough. But let's talk about how that would measure up in our life. Let's suppose that your grandmother had a piece of jewelry and you had admired it most of your life, and when she passed away, she left it to you in her will. And then when you received that, you thought, "I wonder if this is really gold or if it's just something that I've assumed was gold." So you could determine that by placing a drop of nitric acid on it. Now, if the acid starts bubbling or fizzing when it hits the surface, so sorry, that's not gold. If the metal is unaffected by that nitric acid, then it's the real thing. This little procedure is known as the acid test. So let's try another test, this time about you, not jewelry. But fear not, you don't have to put the nitric acid on you. We're going to test what's going on based on the precious presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Now, I want to make sure that I get this in context. In our lives, we speak words all the time, right? I mean, many of us just never stop talking. I talk for a living. But now, when you think about that, what we say tells a great deal about what's controlling us. When words are spoken that should never have been uttered, they're spoken maybe at the wrong time or in the wrong place or with emotions that are raging out of control. Words are spoken when silence would have been a more godly or loving choice. They're more driven by personal desire and demand than the purposes of God or the direction of His Spirit. We know that self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit. It's an indicator of how much we're being controlled by God's Holy Spirit. So out-of-control speech problems are a kind of acid test that reveals who or what is truly driving us. If my words don't flow out of a heart that rests in the Holy Spirit's control, then they come out of a heart that seeks control. You know how I know that? I'm a control freak. It's as simple as that. When it comes to the way we speak, not one of us is perfect, but all of us are being perfected. Now that's assuming, of course, that we're daily submitting our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. So join me today in praying for one of the most forgotten fruits of the Holy Spirit and the one that we probably run from most, which is self-control. Join me. Lord, today, I can't be a person at peace and have self-control on my own power. Help me to develop this fruit by living in the power of your Spirit, and let my words and my actions show the positivity of your presence in my life under any test that might reflect who I am and whose I am. Friend, today, let your life be a positive test on the presence of God's Spirit in your life, and let that rain down on you based on how you speak, how you respond, and how you're willing to let God use you this day. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.